We are learning in Masechet Sedarim, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting 7 lines from the top, end of a line. V'la Rav Huna, who says that if you didn't make it back, you lost his chosen. So Gud was saying that he didn't keep his Tanai. He didn't keep his word. He says he's going to be back. He wasn't back. But there's not a problem here. The whole Tanai, the whole condition, was Asmachta. Asmachta means that if someone says, if this and this happens, I'm going to do this, it doesn't work. Why? It's Machlokes really in the Gemara, in other places of Amitziah. But Akapon, the man was smart like Kanye, was like this, that he wasn't so mechdas, because he thought he's going to do it. So he didn't really mean it. The classic example of a smachta loy Kanye is a case of gambling, where they have a race, the horses are racing, and the guy says, if that horse races, I'm going to give $1,000. Another guy says, that horse races, I'm going to give $1,000. Whatever the case is. So each one thinks their horse is going to win. So they never really had oila das that they're not going to win, and they never really meant to give the money away. They were so sure they're going to be the winner and not the loser, so that's why they're not samach das. Here also, he was so sure he's coming back, he didn't really mean it, he just wanted to prove it that he's coming back, but he didn't really mean it, it's asmachta. That's the kasha. I asmachta like kind of, forget about oinus, it's not, the whole condition doesn't work. Rav Huna, mechti, asmachti, asmachta like kind of, it's only asmachta. Everything tomorrow, shani hocha, the mitvason zachvasa. He gave over all the rayas. He gave it over to Beis Din already. So since he gave over to the Beis Din already, that's a major maisa. And maybe if it's a major maisa already, that's not called asmachta. Asmachta means something I say I'm going to do. It's all pie in the sky. But if you actually did a maisa and gave over your schus already, so we see you mean business. You already gave it over. It's like if someone's gambling and gave the money over, now the Maran Dehavim is saying, that's enough to make it not asmachta. So break the Mara, but it's not true. When you give over your things, that's not called asmachta. The case was that someone owed someone else $200,000. Let's say Reuven is the malva. Reuven is the bank. Reuven lent $200,000 to Shimon. Shimon paid back $100,000. So now they didn't know what to do. They have a shtar that says $200,000, but I paid up $100,000. So what do they do? They got a third person involved. They gave the shtar to a third person, and they told the third person, here, hold the shtar, we made up, I owe still $100,000, you hold on to the shtar, this way he won't come and collect from me $200,000. And he made up a tanai, and he said like this, he gave over the shtar to a third person, he tells the third guy, by the way, if I don't pay up the next $100,000 for 30 days, you give back the shtar to Reuven, to the Malva, and he'll collect all $200,000. He says, give back the shtar to Reuven. He reached 30 days and he didn't pay up. Rabbi Yisrael Yitain, give back to Reuven. Rabbi Yudah Mala Yitain. So what's the Machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Yudah? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav. Ein Alok Rabbi Yisi. To Amar Asmach Tekanya. We don't pass Rabbi Yisi because he's going with the din of Asmach Tekanya. The Machlekes Yudah and Rabbi Yisi is Asmach Tekanya not. So what do you see? Even though I actually gave over the star to someone and I told him you can do whatever you want with it, still it's called Asmachta. So it's back to Shabbat us. Why, fear of Huna, does the Tanai work? Good, you're not worried about the oinus, and you say that Maisi didn't come, but what happened to Smacht Leikanya? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Shani Hacha, the Omar Levatlin Zchusei. Here you said, my Zchusim Shvi Batal. So the Ran explains the Teretz in two ways. The main Mahalach of the Teretz is that a smacht only means if I say, if this happens, I'm going to do so and so, which means I'm going to give you money or do this and that. But if it's much easier than that, then there's no such thing as smachta loy kanya, and there's smachta loy kanya. What's easier than that? So the Ram first says, pshat is, that's a mechila. That's not really, I'm not going to give you anything. For example, that's chusim. If I don't come, I'm not going to give you something. I'm just going to meichel my chusim. I'm going to meichel my chusim. So that's not really doing something, I'm not giving you something, I'm doing something. There is no asmachta. It's much easier to be chal. And there, even there, it's chal. Like, if you look at the Ran, top of the page. Kiven the bechilihi, less ba asmachta. But the Ran has, it says that's the Rambam's shot also. But the Ran has a kasha from Rashi in Masechet Baba Metzia that's very not like that. The even by mechila, they still call asmachta. Therefore, he says different shot. He says here, it's a da'as valdin. Not that he's mechlet. Here he says, if I don't come with 30 days, I am being maskim that my rayas are lie. They are a lie. That my rayas are bottle. They're a sheker. And since they're sheker, so therefore I'm Meichel. So it's not really even Mechila. The Vartel is like this, that it's, I'm being Meichel at Shekin, that's much easier to do. You don't need like any Maisa Kinyan for that, and therefore a Smachto will be kind of for that. I'm saying, if I don't come, I'm be moida that it's shekha, it's a dollar spaldin, and that's easier to happen with a smachta. So the Gemara Teretz says that shani hosom, shani hocha, dom levatin zchusei, it's not missing any maisa. Either it's a mechila or it's a dollar spaldin, and that's why it's kind of, what's halacha the maisa? V'hilvasa a smachta kanya, v'hud loy onis, v'hud the konim nebezden chashu. So first of all, the halacha is a smachta kanya. What does that mean? It's chalakas shoshainim. Either it means we're paskening everywhere smachta kanya when you have a kinyan, or it means dafka in this case where you gave over the schusim, do we say a smachta kanya? And it says you can't have oinus, so we're paskening like rava, it can't be oinus. And also we're paskening you have to make a kinyan mebezdan chashuv, that if you want a smachta be kanya, you have to make a kinyan sudar. And it has to be a bezdin chashuv. What exactly does bezdin chashuv mean? It means the chashuv of bezdin in the whole city or in the whole world. And doesn't only smuchim, you don't need a mumcha like the Ran says, but you need a bezdin chashuv. You need a bezdin chashuv in order to affect this kinyan. And I in the Ran has arichas about if he said ma'achshav or not ma'achshav, but like upon him, that's the halacha that it could be a smachtas kanya every place with a kinyan, or maybe dafka in this case we gave over the schusim. Then it works with a kinyan and bebez lechashev, a smachta will be koina in such a case, and that's what comes out. Fi the ran, the ayin the ran, the different things of a kinyan of his ma'achshav, not ma'achshav, how the kinyan stays around. Ayin shom different pshatim in what it means for who the kodim bebez lechashev.